This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Toss beneath. The entertainers over there are going to make going to unionize.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Can you imagine going to their union meeting? You got the gorilla running thing.
Yeah.
You've got girls in bikinis. You got guys in speedos. You got jugglers. That would be one hell of a union meeting.
That would be a good one.
Don't forget the puppet show. Don't forget the puppets.
The puppet show.
Yeah. You know, I've said forever, I feel like everybody in Vail and Breck and all those places, I feel like they should all be union people.
They should.
They totally get screwed over because you have these people that work all winter long, and then in the summer, they have nowhere to go
they
and
have
no
to
money.
For themselves?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they literally, they don't even break even. They most of them couch surf. They can't afford the housing or anything. I've said that forever, that they need to go union.
Well, they're claiming that if they unionize, I mean, obviously wages is number one, right? We want better pay or whatever. I don't know if the people from Casa Bonita, like the owners, those guys with South Park, I don't know how they feel about this. They're not saying. They're just announcing that they're going to unionize. The other thing they mentioned in here is their working conditions. I wonder what it is about the work. Is the water too cold?
I will say that I feel like those divers, they look bruised up.
Yeah.
They have bruises all over their legs.
Maybe
and I
they
don't
need
know
larger swimsuits.
How deep is that water?
What?
Like, larger swimsuits?
No, I feel like when they're getting out or something, they bruise their legs.
They do have to climb up the rocks. I mean, that's a thing.
I'm just saying their working conditions. Think about their working conditions for a minute. The puppet show. What is the working conditions of a puppet show that you've got a union?
Well, think about they're crouched down right there, and you know their hands are sticking up, and it's got to be hot.
Your shoulder
in that little box.
And your shoulder's got to start hurting.
Yeah, it's a workout.
How's it going to change? It's a puppet show. Where's the change? Explain to me the change.
No, I'll tell you, they get 15-minute breaks.
Yeah,
and like after every puppeteer, they bring in more puppeteers.
You can't be doing five to midnight.
With your
shows.
Arm up.
No, the puppet show only runs like at the top of the hour or something like that.
I'm just saying that's probably what they'll do. They'll just bring in more puppeteers.
All right.
Give them some break.
I just pictured the gorilla leading the union meeting. All right, everybody.
Because you guys have all been. Have you been, Spadil?
I haven't been to the new one.
I haven't either.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't been at all.
It throws you back. It really
does.
But although, I will say $40 million that they dropped in that place, you really can't tell that much.
I can't believe that. I feel like I could have torn that down and rebuilt it for 10.
Exactly.
From the first time I went there, when it was the old owners to the new, I could tell a huge difference.
Really?
It just felt so much cleaner.
Yeah.
It did. It felt like they went in there and really,
for
anybody that's been to
Casa
Bonita, you probably see it too.
I mean, don't you feel like you could have torn it down and rebuilt it for 10?
Well, they basically did. Remember, they had to remove the entire roof.
Yeah. I know.
Remember, they had to cut the walls.
I feel like somebody knew who they were and overcharged them.
Oh, 100%.
They're like, this is South Park money.
Because I'm with Jamie. I feel like you could bulldoze the entire place.
And rebuild
even the
it.
Entire strip mall and rebuild it. For
I agree.
$40 million.
Yeah. That just seems like somebody overcharged them.
Have you ever been part of a union?
No, I have
Me
not.
Either.
Yeah, I have. After and SAG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
out in California.
I still am. After and SAG.
Yeah. I've never been part of a union. So I really don't know how it works.
The
only good thing
that they do is like they wrote me, I moved, and they said, hey, you still have checks, you know, because I was in the movie Rockstar, a Warner Brothers film. And they write you emails and say, we still have your checks. And then they offer like health care, really good health care, all kinds of stuff. They have a pension too. and that you put into money into them, and then they'll pay you out later. So things like that are really good benefits.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the owner of the place being Casa Bonita, they probably frown on it simply because you've got a group of employees that are asking for it instead of just dealing with people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you probably have to pay more, better insurance, better working conditions.
I mean, you have to pay dues.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's the bad side.
All right, Casa Bonita taking it to another level here. I'm going to go with the union, with the gorilla leading the way. Along with the divers, I guess. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.